Rob Lindstedt. Dr. Lindstedt, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Rob. I'm not hearing Rob. Yeah, unmute yourself there, Rob.
I hope I am. Can you hear me now?
I hear him just barely, Logan. Do you hear him?
Hello?
There you go. Now we got you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was going to say, God bless you, Brandon. You know, there's some great encouragement in the Bible. I think of 1 Peter chapter 4 says this, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. And on their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he's glorified. Yet if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. And as you were saying that, I was thinking about Nehemiah. You know, Nehemiah, the people came to Nehemiah pretending to be his friend. And the truth was they were trying to get him to quit the work. And they kept saying, okay, meet with us secretly, meet, do this, do that. And Nehemiah said, you know what? He said, I got to build a wall. He said, I don't have time to build the wall and to chase all these rumors down. And Nehemiah stood at the task, built the wall, God blessed him. And I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to slow down what you're doing, distract you, and don't let them do it, because God will prevail, and the message of God is going to prevail. So we're praying for you.
Well, thank you for that, Rob. I really appreciate it. Absolutely. I think these are going to be increasingly tough days for Christians. I think Christians, there's open war on Christians today. We saw it this week with the slaughter of three little children at a Christian school, three adults at a Christian school. We've seen Jews sitting in their synagogues being murdered. We've seen people sitting in their Sunday service multiple times now in the last decade plus being murdered. I think this is going to increase. I've always warned for probably 15 years now, marginalize, characterize, terrorize, and then legalize the terrorizing. Marginalize, characterize, terrorize, and then legalize the terrorizing. We're going to find out in a minute, California is putting out of a committee one bill that will certainly terrorize many parents. Many Christian parents will be terrorized by the state, who's now saying, we're just going to take your children if we deem you're not going along with helping them transition or understanding their LGBTQ transgender, you know, struggles. Terrorized parents who don't know where their kids are, who's gone missing, didn't come home from school to find out they're gone. They've literally been kidnapped by the state. Again, marginalize, characterize, terrorize, and then legalize the terrorizing. I think American Christians ought to realize that's where we're headed if this trend continues. Would you agree?
Yeah, I sure do. And, you know, even the things that you and I have discussed on the air, I've got people that are nervous saying, wow, you know, are you sure you want to take a stand? And I say, here's the deal. We have to take a stand. You know, if the Bible takes a stand, we have to take a stand. We don't do it to be mean to them. We do it hoping that they'll see, wow, there's error in my way. I need to repent. I need to turn around and do something different. Because the judgment of God will come on them. And so we don't say it with malice in our heart. We don't say it to be unkind to them. But isn't it interesting that they want us to be tolerant of them, but they don't want to be tolerant of us? One of the things I find refreshing, in Israel, I have a number of friends, and a couple of them, we disagree on a number of things. We disagree on some sites in Israel. We disagree on some the meaning of some passages in the Bible. And sometimes people that are with me on a trip, they say, wow, you guys argue. And I said, yeah, good friends can argue. But when it's done, we don't shoot each other, we don't hurt each other. We sit down, we have a meal together. You know, I love this man, I love his family, but we disagree on some things. That's how Christians are different than the world. Their hatred festers up, can even result in death and shootings. The love of a Christian is we need to love them as God loved us, and he overlooked our sin enough that he sent his son to die for us, that we might offer to them salvation. So there's a big difference in how people react.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about reacting. Who is causing the reaction in Israel tonight? We're getting increasing reports from Benjamin Netanyahu's son that the Biden regime may be the ones fanning the community organizers and the protesters in the streets in Israel. Yeah. What are you hearing?
You know, this is really embarrassing because look at the Biden White House and you know, I how can they be mad at me? I'm just going to quote what they say. But here's the president of the United States essentially trashing Mr. Netanyahu. Isn't it embarrassing that he feels that he can run this country and Israel as well? And I like what one of the cabinet members, Ben Veer, said. He said, Israel's not another star in America's flag. We don't have to do what they say.
That's a good line. Yeah. Say that again.
Yeah. He says, Israel's not another star on the USA's flag. In other words, like a state, you got to do what the federal government says. He says, we don't have to do what they say. We're happy to listen to them. But he said, we don't have to do what they say. He said, we're a sovereign nation of our own. And so here's the Biden administration. And there's no doubt that he's fanning the fire of the protesters. He wants Israel to be weakened. Why? Isn't it amazing that he's choosing Iran over Israel? You know, why is he so friendly to China when China's spying on us, when China's trying to do us in economic and every other way? And here's Israel, and they've been nothing but a friend. Most of the intelligence that we have to protect us comes in some way or another from Israel. And instead of being kind to them, yeah, you can disagree with them, but for him to be so rude and say, nah, he's not going to be invited. Wow, we have a lot of other people that hate the United States, and we invite them. And so, to me, it's just so ironic. He treats China better. He treats everyone better. He treats Iran better. He treats Mexico better. Mexico is making a fool of us. I mean, what they're doing is horrible. What China's doing is horrible. What Iran is doing is horrible. And our government is essentially smiling, applauding. And here's Israel. They take a stand. They take a stand on the fact that they should be able to defend themselves against Iran. They take a stand on the fact that they should be able to pass their own laws. The United States interfered so bad in the affairs of Israel that they actually gave away the gas fields, the natural gas fields, to Hezbollah and to Lebanon. Let me tell you, that to me, that's so embarrassing to give away an incredible resource that they have, and they did it to keep America as a good friend. Well, I hope they learned their lesson. But there's another thing that I think is important. And in the Bible, there's two specific passages that deal with this. One is in the book of Genesis. And at the beginning, when God and Abram, he's not Abraham at that time, he's Abram, when they start out, God gives some blessings. And one of those blessings is he's going to bless him with a land. He's going to bless him with a people. And then he says this, I'm going to bless people that bless you. Now, I'm not saying don't criticize Israel for what they do, but it's one thing to disagree and not to destroy them. Our White House, our administration is seeking to destroy the only friend that we have in the Middle East that's not trying to suck us dry. And it really is embarrassing for us that travel there to say, wow, we have to apologize for our president because he really doesn't understand the issue at all.
Wow. All right, so going forward, what do you think is going to happen here in conclusion? How do you think this is going to flesh out?
Well, I think that more and more, until we change administrations, more and more, we're going to see the United States go against Israel.
Oh, boy. And you know what that means for us, right? Because what is it?
Yeah.
Genesis 12, I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you.
Right, yeah.
And as I was saying the other night, when you look at Leviticus and Deuteronomy and see how God judges Israel for their sin, we're not Israel, I understand that. But when you start seeing, you know, the things happening economically, agriculturally, invasion by enemies, I start seeing the same template God can use to judge nations. He could be using that template against us. So all of us as Americans can say, we don't agree with everything the Israeli government does, but we stand with the Jewish people because we understand God's ultimate plan, and we can't stand for anti-Semitism or stripping the Jews of their God-given land. And if we turn on them, God's going to pull the rug out from underneath us.
Right. Yeah. You know, Matthew 25 is another one where it talks about how that God's going to judge the nations. It's a nation judgment. And he separates them, the right hand and the left hand. And so he says to some, okay, go here. I'm going to bless you. And they say, okay, now when did we do this? And they said, well, as you've done it unto the least of these, and here's Israel. You talk about a country all by itself. You know what? Israel stands alone often in the United Nations. You know, they're reprimanded time and time again for doing nothing wrong. When was the last time you heard of a Jewish person get on a bus and shoot people?
Exactly.
Yeah. When do they break into a school and shoot people? They don't. How they disagree I don't care if someone, you know, criticizes you, but at the end you walk away. You're both humans. Don't defame them. But wow. So he said, as you've treated the least of these, if you've treated Israel, he said, that's how I'm going to treat you. Here's another group of people. And he said, depart from me. The judgment of God is on you. And they said, well, when were we mean to you, Lord? He said, as you've done it unto these, the least of which, and he's talking about a small nation, a small people. He said, that's how I'm going to do to you. So we do well to be careful that we don't treat them rudely. They're our friends. Our president just said, that Hunter Biden was the smartest man he's ever met. Now, I look at that and I see him criticizing, trashing, rudely speaking about people in Israel, and he doesn't even know them. And he talks about his son being the brightest man he's ever met. Let me tell you, some of these men I've met personally, and they're extremely bright people, they're thoughtful people, they're kind people. And when a disaster happens in the world, Israel's the first to go there. It doesn't matter if it's Haiti, Turkey, Syria, anywhere in the world, they load up and they're usually the first to go there. Wow, you know what? That's a good national neighbor to have on your side in any situation.
Indeed. Rob Lindstedt, lots of free downloads, lots of great literature. Bible TIP Now, BibleTIPNow.org, BibleTipNow.org. Rob, as always, thank you for being with us and bringing us the worldview that you do on these topics, like what's happening in the Middle East and Israel. Thank you, Dr. Rob.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Dr. Rob Lindstedt checking in.